people are like, man, you just need a kid. And I'm like, are you sure?
I think, but you maybe, got a few, man. I think you got like a 2 or 3 steps before that. You got the house already.
Got the house.
You got the dog already.
Got the dog. The house is like,
I think those are the steps.
You got the house. You just need the kid to put the, you know, like.
Now I just need kid.
You would get a crazy dad buff. I know for a fucking fact you would.
I would use that kid for views.
Welcome back. James, shut up.
Quiet on the set.
Welcome back to another episode of the best podcast on the interwebs.
The Flycast.
Do you ever get 100,000 an episode now?
Welcome back.
Damn.
No, that was a lie. Yeah, that Photoshop was a lie.
Wait, are our views?
Shut up. Hold on.
Okay, Pam has a surprise.
Pam said, shut up.
We have a special.
Real
special.
He's special. Aren't we
special
all,
special guest today on the podcast. And he brought a gift.
He brought a gift. Dude, it's crazy. I also have a gift for you, but I didn't bring it.
GGCS.
I'm actually glad because yours is so much better.
Championship trophy. I think we've talked about this maybe a few times.
A few times.
I really...
Look at that
trophy. I think
trophy.
I made some jokes about it, like I cared, but I really didn't care.
Yeah,
and
right.
I want, if you,
you
want
care.
This...
He cared.
I kind of wanted it.
Well, first of all, Mike should have that, because Mike would do anything for that fucking trophy.
Oh, Mike probably ordered his own.
Yeah, he might have ordered his own.
I hope he did. He deserved it, man.
But... Where can I put this?
Put it right here, man. Here.
You know,
also, Mike texted me and asked if we wanted to be in his corner for a battle in Houston.
Really?
Yeah, but I was in the middle of something.
That'd be kind of funny.
Look at that.
He just gets 3-0'd.
We're just like
we're like those awkward hype men in the back, like but no one's fucking.
That's funny.
The crowd's not going.
I did name her, by the way.
What's her name?
Named her.
Her name's Gigi.
Gigi.
I like that.
Yeah.
So if you guys don't remember, back in November, the boys competed in the kickoff series called the GGCS, which was 16 teams full of content creators, pro players, S&D stars, and the likes. And it was for $150,000. And Maniac, Homage, Mike P, the battle rapper, and Skies slash
Scrappy.
Scrap slash.
Who was your SD?
Blast.
I couldn't remember. Blast.
We had a few different force.
Ended up taking the entire tournament, which was
somehow,
some way.
And then I came into the office. You sat it on my stream over there.
Yeah.
And then I came in one day and it was just gone.
It's been sitting in Pam's setup.
I think that's how it went. And then I was like, what the fuck? I was like, Pam fucking took it. And I really don't even remember. I don't know if like Pam texted me, told me he took it or something. But I was like, damn, Pam took the fucking trophy. And then I made a few. I really didn't. I cared, but I didn't care. Like, honestly, if you want it, you can have it. I feel like it means more to him than me.
Just leave it on the set.
And I don't have... I can find a spot to put it.
We can fit it on one of the shelves. Reality check, and then I actually have another present for the set.
But I honestly think Pam earned it. Pam played good.
Thanks, man.
Pam played better than I expected. Pam played, you know, there's like the pro, they're kind of carrying.
Yep.
Then there would always some other teams would have like
the symphony. They would have the person that's not the pro, so but like, you like, need them to step up.
The methods pro player, then like Bo second, or well, they would just have like would just have like someone like a good
secondary
competitive S&D player. And I'm just thinking we have Pam the sniper.
Yep.
So I wasn't expecting as much as you did.
I won't
Pam
gas myself
well that
up.
Tourney.
I'm not going to gas myself up for anything about that tournament, because I think it was scrap. It was a scrappy tournament. It was a month long. I learned a lot, But one thing that I'm really proud of is the team, the original teams that I put together. I think it was damn near perfect. If they had, if all the teams had stayed together, it would have been such a fun tournament to watch. And I'm so glad that a team, because the root of every team is the three people and then a pro player or a good ass player.
A pro player, decent player, and all right player.
And I tried to make it where like all the teams like at least meshed well together. Like at least knew of each other or had
Was Zinni, Bose, Natasha.
Okay, but
I don't know if that was
That wasn't the original squad. Okay. The original squad was Bose. No, the original squad was Zin, Jack, Cloaksy, and Nicewig. That was the original squad. And everyone on that team told me they could play.
Yeah.
But then Nicewig and Cloak backed out. So then we had
And then Courage. Right.
And then Jack left.
Fucking three people on one team.
That's a pain in the ass.
So Jack, he had told me beforehand that he couldn't make the second weekend. But then Jack sent me this long paragraph and was like, yo, I love you as a brother, but like please don't invite me to Call of Duty tournaments anymore because I don't like saying no to you, but I also am not that person anymore. Like I can't competing like
bro,
it stresses me out too much.
Does.
And I appreciate the honesty. And then I invited him to another one and I said, just be honest with me. Like I don't care.
Yeah.
If you say no, I'm not gonna be like, Jack didn't play in my tournament.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just tell me no. Like, if we're that close of friends, just be like, fuck no.
Yeah. I almost wanted to say no.
If you would have said no, I would have been pissed.
I would have been mad. You know who did say no, technically?
Bose. But I mean, if we had Bose, like...
I don't think that team... I don't think you guys would have...
No.
Because Bose wasn't like a hard carry. Bose knows how to play... But like he's been out the scene for a while. Like we needed a crackhead, and we had a crackhead. Yeah, we had multiple crackheads.
We did.
We had multiple.
Skies.
We rotated the crackheads.
What? Skies. Scrap. Did we have anyone? All of our forests. Whenever we played with them,
they were
kind of dominated.
Yeah, they were disgusting.
But I think that like shows what we
bring to
the
table.
Other three brought to the table.
Without the chemistry,
when we played with Skies, dominated. When we played with Scrap, we dominated.
It's funny because like when I get to this part of the year, I already start thinking about like the off season, the in general off season and also the event. But this time of year, like instead of thinking about the off season, I'm more thinking about GGCS season like two.
Really?
Because it was so, dude, it was so much work.
So nerve wracking.
It was so much work, dude. But it was so fun every week just to. Because what I wanted to do was it every Wednesday night for a month. Every Wednesday night. Because then you feel like it's like your softball league.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Wednesday night, that's our match days.
Dude, I fucking loved. Dude, I loved like knowing it's a Monday or a Sunday. Just honestly, like just the routine, waking up, going for a walk, get some fresh air, shoot some bots, shower, get some hot coffee.
Yeah.
Wake up to Nick's message, Discord. Like, all right. Hop on.
I'm first in the Discord.
Bullshit. Talk a little, you know, watch some matches here and there. Say we're going to go through private match when really we just play pubs. dude. The whole event was just like such a blast, dude.
It's just wild.
It was stressful.
There's so much potential in Call of Duty. There really is. But I just feel like there's so much money that's wasted on... Like, I think that... When it comes to a kickoff tournament, I think we used every dollar to get to squeeze every ounce of like entertainment out. Because like you think about your run, how crazy it was. You guys went game 5, round 11 like seven times.
So many
it was
times.
Insane.
Dude,
it was like
every series. I think every series besides the one we like lost to Seth.
Yeah. You guys
in which Seth said... I was going to say, maybe I shouldn't say it publicly, but me and Seth agreed before the...
Yeah, you can say it
what,
now.
What
it's,
was
been
it?
So
yeah, it's been so long.
It's been so long.
Me and Seth, what was it called? Was it the 5K?
It was the division, it was division finals.
The division finals. It was us versus Skump's team. And me and Skump agreed that I think it was the day before. We were like, hey, or Skump brought it up. He's such a like cheap... Like, he was like, bro, I just want to make sure I get something out of this tournament. He was like, yo, how about, like, no matter what, each of us, we'll just split it, like, $2,500 each. And I was like, I thought about it, and I was like, I mean, like, we can definitely beat them.
Where am I in this conversation?
Nowhere.
It's just me. This is only between you and Seth.
What is that all about, man?
I don't think Seth's
you had to hit
knows.
Up Dropped or Daltouche. You would have had to do something like that.
I don't know him like that. At least I lived with you
Nate
guys.
None of
Seth's. I mean, yeah, you would have just had to figure it out yourself. But
thanks.
Seth was, we were going to split it just like we each get 2,500. And then he ends up beating us. I was like, well, at least I got 2,500. And then we ended up winning the whole thing, and I just haven't brought it up. Because I feel like if I would have won that, if I would have won the divisionals, and then he would have ended up winning the whole thing, I don't think he would have, like, tried to smash
that. You never
would
know.
Would he have still tried to get his 2,500 for me?
You never know.
Because I won the 10K, so I was like, I can't go ask him for, like, 2,500.
Dude, you know what's crazy? You know remember the Pro Sim tournament?
The MW2 one?
The MW3 one. The Pro Sim,
the Bob Bash one? Or is it? No, oh, wait. The 5v5 one.
The one where, like, George killed a BZ at the end.
Oh, that one's crazy.
I just got the money for that yesterday.
I want to know if I
so, like,
if I
have to
paid.
Pay out. Just to, I mean, so or, in case anyone wants to know how that works, like I had to set up, like, the TST LLC as, like, I can't remember the word, but. Like, basically, a tournament organizer, an official tournament organizer for Activision. So it was the first time, so it was a bunch of processing that went into it. So I just got the money for the Pro Sim, the crew, the 3v3, I forgot what it was, the Cutthroat Cup, and then the crew battle, which was, like, something that Bo's, or between Seth and Zuma. So I have to pay out, like, 38 players in the next 2 weeks.
What about the Bot Bash?
Bot Bash should have already been paid out.
Oh, what the fuck?
I wonder if I got paid, because I, like, didn't
that
really
was
check.
That was through Boom. So, like, Boom did everything.
Oh.
And then the GGCS was through Optic. So Optic did all that. But
yeah.
Through the other three, those other three tournaments, it's just me and Atlas. Like, and I'm going to be in my Wells Fargo account. Like,
that's got to be annoying.
This goes to Scrappy. This goes to Shotzi.
How do you, whenever you get all the players that can play, do you, like, do you have a notepad and you're, like, writing down? Are you on your PC and a...
Oh, dude,
like,
for the
to
players?
Try to figure out the teams?
Well, it's probably...
And right spread here. Everything out?
Oh, yeah, probably in there. But,
really?
Yeah.
Like, you write them all out?
Dude, I have two whiteboards in my, like, upstairs loft. And, like what should I use to stream in, like, my
good
office?
Loft.
Oh, yeah. I always forget.
Dude, I imagine when every time you talk about your place, or
you,
like,
know exactly what it's like.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
Imagine
nice
the crazy things Pam did in that loft. Anyway,
imagine the crazy things Sprat did in that loft.
Maybe that's why I want Sprat to stay in the UK, so he doesn't have to, like, come over here and, like, share what we did over there.
But yeah, dude, it was like, so I would write down heavy hitters. I would write down, like, Nate Shot, Skump, Myth, like, Symphony, Aiden. I would write down
or
people
the views?
That I
oh, heavy hitters or the views?
Views. Okay. Shotzi, Formal. I'm writing down people that I think would get over 4,000 viewers. And then I think about who would be a pro player, unless they are a pro player. So, like, Skump, you can't put him pro player on his team, but you can pair him with Nate Shot because people want that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I'm just, it feels like, what's that TV show with all the red lines and he's like, looking like a crazy guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Always Sunny. Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And he's, like, looking at, like, the all the newspaper clippings and, like, he looks like a crackhead. That's what it feels like to, like, make a team. And making a team for the off season when it's only four teams is fun. It's like, I'm like, who am I pairing Shotzi with? Oh, Shotzi and Skump work great. Big timer and Skump, you know?
Yeah, you can't lose with that.
But, like... Or, like, the old, like, Aches Krim Clayster. Like, that's great. That's always, people always want to watch them. Killa comes in and plays with bows. Like, of course. It's so easy. But for 16 teams, when you're trying to get
and
outside
then,
of Call of Duty.
And then as the weeks go on and one person cancels here.
Oh, dude. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Cancel the next day.
I don't know what
the
I'm going to do.
The day of the tourney. Three, five pros cancel.
I have no idea what I'm going to do next year. it's going to have to be, if you say yes, you have to play and you guys get one sub and the sub has to be approved.
Bro, even just thinking about another S&D tourney stresses me out. I don't know how, like, I said that to Bose and he was like, oh, dude, I was like, dude, how did you go, especially back in the day when there was like GBs and stuff, like people did was play S&D all day, every day.
All they did.
Like how? Dude, it's so much on my like heart that it can't be like good. Stress. Like Bose was like, oh, dude, I love it. Like I can't even just playing matchmaking if I get search. I mean, it kind of, the better I got, the more like I feel like comfortable and chill I was on the maps. But search and destroy is just fucking stressful, especially when it's like a big tournament.
I fucking loved the like search and destroy like on this game because, you know, it's all the old maps that I literally know.
Oh, yeah.
I know these maps more than any map, and I think I know of any maps. So like, bro, winning this shit on these maps, dude, was such a fucking like
nostalgic.
It was such
like
a
your
good
inner
shit.
Child.
It was
one.
Like a good shit, Austin. You fucking did it.
Yeah.
Like, and like in the whole grand scheme of all this shit, like
nostalgia, your inner child. Nostalgia.
Oh, the inner child winning, man.
Shit felt good, huh?
Yeah, dude. Like,
are you still riding that high?
No, I was.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's a long high.
I was riding it for like three weeks.
For a while.
I mean, literally, imagine when you won your first tournament, though. Like this is the closest I'm ever gonna get to anything like that. You know what I mean? Like.
And it was against good players as well.
And in no way am I like ever trying to like downplay it, but like
that's what I'm saying, man.
Did you feel bad
to take the trophy?
Did you ever feel bad winning against a good friend of yours? No, like not in Halo.
I feel it more as.
Did you feel bad?
I feel
about
it
Dirty?
More as a spectator.
I imagine,
dude. Like,
because Dirty climbing up on that tank.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. And they're good friends, like good.
Dude,
friends.
We're homies, man.
Like I can't if that happened, if like it was George and he climbed up on the tank and I killed him and then we won, I would be so hyped that we won. But part of me would be like, dude, if it's not for that tank,
I feel it more spectating than I do playing. Like seeing my friend, or even just like not even friends. It's like even just people and. Watching this past Halo tournament, seeing like it was like Wootum. Did you watch it all? The keyboard and mouse player for Halo?
Yeah.
It was
crap.
Wootum, I was like cheering for their team and then seeing them lose. I felt like I can just like feel the pain. And it's just such a bad feeling. And obviously, like when Optic loses, like I always feel so empathetic for the losing team. Even when Optic wins, I kind of feel bad for the teams we beat. But I don't know. I just always felt like
Are we the best podcast in Halo?
We're the only podcast in Halo. People are telling
so
me
you're
to
not
start,
wrong,
a,
though.
Start a Halo podcast. Yeah,
just because you're the only one doesn't mean like it doesn't void you from being the best.
I don't even know what a BXR is, but
if anything,
here we are.
That makes you solidified.
I know what an Instasplode is. People, and that shit was hype. Lucid Instasploded?
Yeah,
Lucid Instasploded somebody?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, and then
Walsh did. I forgot. You talked to Walsh. He invented that.
Yeah. Someone was like, I forgot who was. I think it was Bravo was commentating. Was like, Dave Walsh is in the building somewhere. And I was like, this shit is so hype.
Yeah. How was the Walshy
around the bar?
You guys, did you mention me at all?
Oh, of course. You're not.
I just love hearing Walsh say my name.
One of the questions of behind the bar, which is like the extension where we like play beer pong, and we ask each other. Like uncomfortable questions.
Was Maniac good?
One of them was, what was the most overrated Halo pro?
I was anything but overrated. No one gave a fuck about me.
And the COD so I had to answer in Call of Duty, he had to answer in Halo. So I said, I'm not gonna say aches. And then I was like, aches, and threw. And then he was like, I don't know who to say. And I was like, just say Maniac, man. And he goes, Maniac.
I think I might be a little biased, but I think I'm one of the most underrated.
I mean, it depends on what you're talking about. Gameplay-wise, probably.
Gameplay-wise.
But, like, it's just one of those things where you and Flame joined Optic, and now you guys are the face of Halo. because Halo is in such a weird spot.
Somehow, some way. I don't know how, bro.
Imagine being lethal. Lethal's like, dude, how is Nick getting all these viewers?
Dude, I don't know.
Bro, do you remember these guys playing the qualifiers in the
It was one of the most hyped, dude.
It was like one of the most hyped, 28,000 viewers.
So hyped, dude.
I was so fucking
Flame took the fucking viewers because I was too like
cracked.
I didn't like. I was cracked, but like I just did. I've never liked people. I think maybe it's just an anxiety thing my whole life, but I never liked when people watched my screen when I was playing.
It's like you got an invite to a $150,000 Call of Duty tournament and never streamed once.
I was already stressed. I just know if I would have streamed, I would have like
just stream your face cam.
I would have played to not look bad instead of just like
play to win.
Was it gutty of me to not stream with a delay?
I mean, bro, no one's gonna cheat.
That's what I'm saying. Like
Seth thought you cheated.
100%. Yeah, that was fucking
funny. The fuck is he thinking that?
Seth is a freak, dog. Seth dies in Apex, and he's like, "Oh my god, he's stream sniping." And it, when to I was be playing fair, with Warzone, I don't know what it's like to stream with 10,000
viewers.
I'm just
like,
viewers.
Yeah, no.
I have
like,
no idea
you're
going
like. To feel targeted. Dude, I tried to do a customs rebirth lobby with my subs. First game, I instantly started fucking hating my tier 3 subs, dude, because they're drop. Bro, I'm landing rebirth. And then, like, they're landing prison. And then I have four teams pushing me. They're all in my chat. Got him. I'm getting so mad at them, dude. I'm just like, I know you guys aren't stream sniping me, but
that's why when we do community nights, like I do stuff for the subs.
I don't do
stuff where like they play against me.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do for community night.
I like throw like little like, you know, like do little fun things where they play against each other and we watch.
Yeah.
Like that's way better because they're gonna stream one,
dude. Like you instantly start to build like this resentment for the next stream. You're just like, yo, you were just like dropping on me last stream. And now, like,
I feel like I would just
don't fucking give me five, give me fucking 10.
Yeah, I would get enraged. My rage lately in video games is like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's the TRT, that my testosterone's too high or something, but like, I've been fucking raging. Yesterday was the maddest. And I feel like I said this last week about another time of me being the maddest in a long time. But yesterday, just like playing Halo Infinite, the game felt heavy. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking kind of getting shit on. This guy that's been teabagging me since the release of Halo Infinite. This matchup against him, he's teabagging me again. I'm playing like shit. He comes, I'm like, so we lose like a close game. Like it was like a Empyrean, like overtime CTF. Like it went to overtime, we fucking lose. And he just comes in my chat afterwards. He was like, I know you're so mad right now, or like something like that. And I was just in like that. I was already mad. Ooh. And I was like, he might enter my chat right now. Like, I know he's watching this stream. Like he had like he used to always rock the optic skin, and he would have the optic nameplate or whatever.
Those are bad.
And then
moments
he comes into my
loud.
Chat.
Those are bad moments. The words that enter my brain when someone does that.
Bro, he comes into my chat and says, I know you're so heated right now or something like that. And I was like, that, like I literally said it out loud. I was like, that actually just made me really fucking mad that you just said that. And he was just like, ha, 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 ha. And I'm like, dude, you're
You don't understand. You really don't get it.
Dude, it was so fucking.
Like, I start thinking about like bad things.
Like, we matched three games straight. And by the third game he's in my chat, I was like, Kevo, you know you're fucking actually awful, right? Like you've been, and I'm just like actually pissed. He was like, you're bad too. And I was like, I know I'm fucking bad. And then like I end up getting off a little bit after, and I'm just still so fucking mad. I had to go to the gym.
Yep.
They're like, I got off stream. My girl and Michelle was like, do you want to go to the gym? I kind of just want to lay.
Bro, why is your Michelle voice always like that?
Do you want to go to the gym? I kind of want to lay in bed all day. And I was just like, I have to go to the gym.
I must go.
And I don't know. It's the gym is such a fucking needed part of my life. And I feel like in real life, I'm not angry, but something about video games sparks it so hard. And it's always been like that. I've never been like a, maybe as a kid I was a little angry, but I've always been like more chill, and other people get angry about some shit and I'm just like, what? But in video games, I just get so fucking mad, and it's always been the case, and it just fucking, I don't know how people, I don't know what it is. I don't think it's about me like winning or losing. I think it's just like how good I'm playing or something. But it
I would have been mad.
I'm always so mad.
I get mad when I care. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're good.
I get mad when I like care. And I think how I've combated that, for better or for probably for worse, is I just stopped caring.
You have to.
But I tell myself
you have
that.
Such a better time when you just
when
don't
I get
care,
on
yeah.
when I get like on you, like when I get on stream, I like, don't care. I'll fucking guys, we start off stream losing 7 straight, yay! Like I genuinely don't care, and then it'll be like, all right, let's like let me step it up, and then it'll be a close ass game or something, and then I lose. Yeah. I'm like, fuck. Then I'm like, all right, let's fucking win this, and then start up, and I can't win. I'm like, oh my god, and then it just I start off my stream not caring. Like, I've tried to flip that switch. Like, no one gives a fuck about how well I'm playing on yeah. stream.
Yeah.
In that tournament,
but it's so hard
like,
to
in the,
flip the switch.
In the fucking GGCS tournament, like, I would only ever get mad as if, like, I just knew, like, I could have done something, like, literally better. Like, if there was literally just one play, I'm sure everyone's like that. If there's just one play, you're just like, fuck, that one's eating me. Like, dude, I didn't have my stream open for the whole finals, the whole day.
That's
I just turned it on and I just didn't look at it at all. So like when I dropped a fucking donut in Karachi in fucking grand finals, dude, I knew I was getting ripped to shreds.
Oh, did you?
I did drop a donut. Yeah. I was getting ripped to shreds. I just know it. You just
That's
know it.
So wild. Yeah, yeah.
You just know it, dude.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever streamed. Actually, one time I closed chat. But that's cuz I was playing in this like random 4-team 6v6 tournament for 150,000. And I was like, and it was me, dude. I can't even remember who was on my team. It was like a bunch of like huge streamers. And none of them played COD. And so it was me who played COD. And then like Aiden on the other team who played COD. And then 10 people in the lobby who didn't play COD.
Oh,
so I was like, I just have to go as hard as possible. Like, that's all I can really do. And luckily, Aiden had Mizkif on his team, so, like, he was trash. And I didn't have too many. I had Seagull on my team. It was, like, Overwatch guy. And then, like, Shiv, who was an Apex guy, so they could aim. And so, but, yeah, that's the only time. I just, like, closed chat.
In Halo 5, I could not scrim with chat open. It was so
I can imagine.
Fucking,
dude,
like, okay, but scrimming is different. Like you have other things you have to work on.
Well, yeah, but it's probably different for our Halo team now. Well, I don't know if they stream scrims, but we used to stream scrims. I can't remember if we streamed. I think we streamed like some online stuff.
No,
but in the beginning, I would just like minimize chat. Like I couldn't have chat open.
Bro, it must be so annoying to just like scrim and then have chat fucking backseat your scrims.
Oh, it's
I'm just like, I'm thinking I'm better than every single one of you.
Everyone, dude, have you ever played a I don't know if it's the same in Halo as it is in COD, but like COD competitive like Twitter or COD competitive Reddit, they're all getting slammed. All of them are going to get slammed by your average challengers player.
Yeah.
Like have you ever the scump 1v1. That's why it's so funny, because you know all those guys. I mean, they're all like optic homies, but like those are your average like skill level for like
the 1v1s at like the tournament.
Yeah, the 1v1s that like Scump does.
Yeah,
and now Shotzi's gonna do one.
Yeah,
Seth, you.
Those
Seth
are
has
the people
to
telling Seth how to play.
Seth has to try to die in those. Like yeah. He has to attempt to let the other person get a kill. And those are the people.
Was there any of that? Because yeah. Wasn't it like if some you get like $100 per kill or something?
I think we had to make it that. Because at first, because I was a part of like the pitch when that series happened, we were going to put Seth outside, put him on a setup, have a poster board that says 1v1 me. If you beat me, you win 10 grand or you win 50 grand, I think was the original. And then we ran the first one, which it went back down to 10 grand. And we were like, no one's ever going to beat him.
Yeah.
Seth could play for 100 days straight and no one would beat him. Like, you would have to fly in a person to beat him.
That's still really good.
Oh, yeah, sure. But also, the general public is horrible.
Yeah.
Like, atrocious. Dog, dude.
You guys.
You guys. Us, too.
Oh, me,
like,
too.
Though. Yeah, it's not like we're amazing. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, the skill level is so different. It's crazy.
Wait, so now is it $100 per?
It might be $100 per kill now. I don't know. Rod's changed it up. Because it's $100 per kill? Yeah, it's $100.
Now, is this $100 of his money or just like whatever's there?
$100 of bro, Seth
gets this question for the record.
What makes him so, what makes a man so like cheap?
Good parents? I don't know.
I don't know. Is it something about?
Well, it's his mom. Yeah. His mom manages his money.
Yeah, but he's still just like,
his mom taught him well.
If you've been feeling a little achy and tense from your recent ranked grind, Veraheal.com is committed to helping you access the medical cannabis you need with ease. The Veraheal platform is super simple to use. Just sign up, talk to a doctor, get approved, and that's pretty much it. Before you queue up your next match, the MMJ card will be on its way, unlocking exclusive access to limitless resources and serious savings, all from the comfort of your home. Ready to get started? Visit veraheal.com/optic. That's veraheal.com/optic for $30 off your first medical cannabis card. Veraheal.com makes relief easy. Probably.
My mom tried. I didn't learn anything about money growing up.
Me either.
I wish I had. My parents were always scared of money because they, both of them, well, my dad especially, grew up with not a lot of money. So, like, he worked for money, but then never taught me anything about money.
But no one teaches us about shit. I remember, I've said this a few times, when Pam first moved into the Scuff House, like, I saw all of his subscribers, the views he was getting, mm-hmm. I was like, this dude's like a millionaire. And then, like, his first day there, we went to, I think it was Chipotle, and he bought my Chipotle, and I was like, let's go. I was like, this is going to be, like, Pam's always going to be hooking me up, like, I'm surrounded by money, like,
exactly,
I'm broke as shit.
Going.
That was the last time Pam ever, that was the last time Pam ever paid for something for
me. I thought you were going to say, then he sent me a text and was like, yo, that was $6.99. You can pay me back.
No, he hooked me up the first time. And then, like, bro,
Scuff House was crazy.
I was so broke in the Scuff House.
Bro, the Scuff House,
bro, when I had $4,000, like,
oh, I was
people
balling.
Would try to compare, like, Optic and FaZe, like, almost like content. Obviously, FaZe did way bigger numbers. But, like, those FaZe guys were, like, they had so much fucking money because of off the views they were getting and whatever else. Like, I remember when I had like $4,000 in the Scuff House, I was like, fuck yeah.
Dude, my card, like, my card bounced 3 times in the Scuff House.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know, I would have had you guys.
Well, I'm not going to. Dude, that's the weird part about the Scuff House is there's 2 millionaires that live there. And then there's me and Nick. And those are the highest and the lowest. And then there's, like, you know, you've got Flame, who's got Red Bull money, and then Bose, who I don't know as of right now if Bose has $10,000 in his bank account or 700 grand. Yeah. I have no idea. It could be both.
Yeah.
And it's so you never know. It was like always.
Apparently,
it,
Bose made like decent money during like the MLG TV days.
Oh, streaming. For sure.
MLG TV days were kind of nuts. They were kind of nuts.
And probably got
so few
from the views of.
Same
being
with
like
Will,
Nate,
like,
Shot. Still pissed I missed that whole wave. Whenever Nate Shot was there and like that, like 2013, dude, Optic wave.
You didn't miss the wave. You could have hit that wave.
I missed that wave.
No, you didn't.
That was when you joined, somehow J-Cap has 700,000 followers. Somehow J-Cap has 700,000 followers on Twitter. Like, okay, shit, yeah, like that. Like,
I get you.
There's like, there's just that beginning wave.
Okay, that wave was kind of crazy.
Like, even when I first moved into the Scuff House, it was, I mean, I've said this 100 times, but like, it was still, it was not instantaneous
for,
like,
for viewers
success
now.
At all.
Dude, not at all.
But followers, bro, when I announced I joined, I think I gained 11,000 followers in 12 hours.
Yeah.
It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, followers
now that
for
you
sure.
Just, that
bro,
just
I've had the
anymore.
Same Instagram followers and Twitter followers. I saw randomly your Twitter following is, I mean, you're much more like involved in the scene and you're much more involved in the scene than, my point is, I got 250,000 followers on Twitter. I swear it was like in 2017.
Yeah.
I saw yours and you were at like 330,000. I was like, God damn. Yeah. But you're actually way more involved and kind of do your fucking thing. But it was even on Instagram, I think I'd still have like 95K.
Do you guys remember that?
Like, I don't know. I don't even know. I don't remember getting 95K. Like, I think I started my Instagram or something and it just like, boom. That's the amount I have, and then just since then, I don't know what fucking wave it was.
Scuff House juice was like, like our Scuff House juice was so like fucking nice, dude. Like I would upload on Instagram every day, just random picture before you could photo dump, before you had to do photo dumps and shit like that.
There was no reels,
nothing like that, dude. I could post a random pic, bro, like 35,000 likes, just fucking
really,
cooling,
fuck.
Dude. It's crazy because that juice still exists.
It is still there.
Or who?
Like, it's like,
my buddy Nick, who's on the yard, he had, let me see.
Yard goes crazy, by the way. My brother
loves.
The juice
still exists for who?
My brother loves the yard.
Really?
He fucking loves it. Shouts to Zach.
Yeah. It's the best podcast in the game. So Nick has 114,000 followers.
Twitter?
Yeah. On Twitter. He tweets. Okay. This is a bad example, but he's a shit poster every once in a while, and like he'll just tweet and it'll get like 8K likes, and he has like a third of the following of like a bunch of people in Call of Duty. When we were playing COD, back when the game came out, yes, he just tweeted D12 and has got like 3K likes, but and like the Dream SM, well. Bad time to bring those guys up. They're gonna go on through it. But the Minecraft people, dude, do you know who Dream is? Minecraft dude?
You have to.
Kind of knew of him. I don't really.
So back in the day, like him and all, like this is 3 years ago, him and like his whole group would tweet like, hi, and it would get like 80,000 likes.
Yeah.
Who are those kids that like that? Nothing against them.
There's
Minecraft's
a lot of,
cool.
But dude, now they've all, the thing with having a fan base like that is they're not ride or die. Their community is their community and they just happen to rally around you.
Yeah.
But if you fuck up,
it's their community.
They will fuck you up. Like right now, there's two guys that are kind of like getting canceled in that squad, dude, it's brutal. They're getting shredded to pieces. They're getting shredded to pieces.
Just turn, dude. That's where you just fucking.
What do you do?
Turn your phone off, find another life.
What do you
do
when you get canceled?
Well, the thing is, when somebody gets canceled, you kind of figure out the real them. Like, one of the dudes is getting canceled right now, and he's like, it's not going well. And he's like, really, from what I can tell, I don't really fucking, it just pops up on my phone.
Yeah.
But like, he's like trying to combat it. And like, he like got rid of all of his mods and put in new mods. And his new mods are like, people found out that it was actually him. So he's modding for himself and like deleting a bunch of, and like trying to like act like nothing's happening. And then like the other guy is like really playing into it. Like twit longer. People are like, you're only, and like if you make a twit longer,
I saw the story. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, if you if you like make a twit longer saying that you're apologizing, people are like, you're only sad because you got caught.
Exactly.
Like, dude, like they will rip you to like, dude, if you get canceled, bro, do y'all have anything where you're like, damn, I probably could have gotten got for that? I have like two things where I'm like, dude, fuck, really? Man. Yeah, it's not bad. It's not like horrible, but like if it would have, if people wouldn't have known.
I mean, bro, I've probably said some shit on stream.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, that where if it was clipped and only clipped in that section.
Oh, bro, same. It's just, I mean, it's all, obviously what I'm talking about there, that guy was like fucked. Like yeah. He did some fucked shit. But like not, it's not always like that. Whenever somebody comes out and somebody's story is like bad, usually there's a bad situation that happens and somebody gets canceled, and then there's like a wave of people where it's like, that's not really the same as what happened over here. You're just kind of like, and those are the situations where like you really have to figure out whether that person is actually fucked or not. I don't know what I'm even talking about.
Well, anymore. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I heard it was he cuddled the George not found or something. What's his fucking name?
No, that's the second guy. The first guy, all right, we can talk about it. His name's Wilbur, and his ex-girlfriend came out and said that he, like, had a huge biting problem. Like, would bite unconsensually. Like all the time.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's a really yeah. strange
off,
thing.
Off rip, like, you know, like okay, this guy's potential to be really. Yeah. This story could get weird.
It already is.
And what? It's already fucking weird. Like draw blood.
Yeah, draw blood.
Yeah. That's,
and like she, they had a safe. She was like, okay, maybe this is just his thing. So she was like, well, we have to come up with a safe word. And then she would say the safe word and he wouldn't stop. And then he would like. He would like use the safe word like jokingly, like, oh, you're probably if say I don't know what the safe word is.
Yeah, that's weird.
Pineapple, like, oh, pineapple, huh? And then chomp down even harder.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
And then the other that's guy was like
fucking it's strange. I mean, shit.
I hear the story of he cuddled with a girl and or they were cuddling for like an hour or something. One. And then he eventually like started touching her, like thinking it's like, okay, this is about to go down, like we're about to hook up or something. Touching her and she didn't like it. And then like I really don't even know this story. I don't know if she just like got up, walked away or what. But then like a year later she comes out saying he like sexually assaulted her. But he's saying it was not that.
See, those are the ones.
And then there's two sides of people saying like, why would she be cuddling with him if she like wasn't ready? Or not if she wasn't ready, but like, why is she cuddling with him? Like, it kind of, it's obviously going to make him think like, oh, she's interested in me. We're in the same bed. We're touching each other. Like, I can touch her.
Yeah.
But then like, if he does touch her and she's like, don't touch me, then like, that should be the end of it.
Right.
And like, yeah. I don't know if that, like,
those are the situations.
Did it go past more than that?
The like details, man.
Those you just like, don't know.
Yeah, I just don't know.
You
I don't
have
know.
No idea.
What?
Because you, unless you're in the room, you don't know. Like it's a he said she said situation.
Because people are saying like she's lying, he's lying. Why would she take so long? I had a fucking argument in my chat. What was it about? I don't even know if I should bring this up, but someone from my chat. Start. It ended up. This person, let me think, because at the end of the night, this person was tweeted me like 10 times and tweeted Hex saying like, why am I in the org if I'm allowing this to happen? Fuck, I can't remember.
What?
I can't remember what it was talking about. What? I can't even remember this. I know the subject of where we were talking about, but I forget how it went. But someone in my chat was like, if that happens to, like, half the time this shit happens to a girl, they're putting themselves in that situation. Something fucking stupid.
Dude.
And then Dude. This other person said, yeah, so I was drugged and sexually abused and it was just my fault, huh? And then they start going back and forth in my chat. And because I didn't, and I saw that and I was like, guys, we got to move on from this conversation. And I just started completely ignore what they were fucking arguing about in chat. And then the person was like, no, this is like, this is my truth. I'm going to stand up for myself. We can end this conversation when I want. And the other people just, they're trolling him, yeah. Like talking shit to him. Cause I think it was some dude who said he like got drugged and sexually abused. And then I didn't like time out either of them. I just like, I was like, let's move on. Yeah, I'm done with this. I'm not even going to like, you guys are idiots, especially the one person who said like,
that is
half the people
fault.
It's their fault for putting themselves. I was like, that's a fucking stupid thing to say. Dude. But since I didn't like time them out in my chat, the dude like went on Twitter, tweeted L stream.
Of course.
L streamer. Take the guy seriously.
He's saying L stream.
Or no, because I tweeted like W stream tonight, like blah blah blah. Because it actually was like such an amazing stream. I can't remember how we it's fucking with me because I can't remember how we got into the conversation. But we were talking about like someone named Kobe in 06, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
I was like, was he actually good in 06? Like people were like, fuck yeah, he averaged this much. I was like, wasn't he a stat whore? And then someone randomly goes, like, didn't Kobe rape someone? And then I was like, I think he got they were trying to charge him with it. Some girl was just trying to get money out of it and she was making up like a whole bunch of bullshit, blah blah blah. And then that's when the person was said, like, yeah, half the people that even say they get sexually assaulted or raped, like, they put themselves in that position anyway. I'm like, dude, you're a fucking idiot.
Dude,
for fucking saying that. And then that's how the, I couldn't fucking remember, but that's how the whole argument started. And then they tweeted me adding hex, and I was just like, I'm not going to block you, but I'm just going to mute you. Because, like, this person was, like, hanging out on my stream the whole time, like, having a good time. And then once that got brought up, they just...
Some people just flip a
started...
switch.
I mean, I'm sure it brings back, like, PTSD, but arguing in Twitch chat is not going to...
You're not going to change anyone's mind.
Not going to do anything.
I just think it's crazy that, like, if anyone in the streaming space, like, if you have a friend that's a female in the streaming space... 10 out of 10 times, they have a stalking story. They have a creep. They have a
bro,
a
some
person.
Of the girls I used to play Fortnite with, like, you know the crew.
Yeah.
Like,
they all have them.
Bro, there's...
They all have them. Yeah. And it's like...
And you think, like, your little private messages to them, like, they're telling all their friends.
Yeah. Like, that you're... It not only are there floods of people coming in trying to, like, hit on them or, like, say some, like, damn, nice ass. I'm trying to spank that shit. Like, they don't care about that. It's there are weirdos. There are people tweeting them their address, their IP numbers, their
saying
family
they're gonna
members.
Like hurt DM. Themselves
gonna,
if like, oh, they don't.
If you don't DM me back, like, I'm gonna hurt myself. I'm gonna send you pictures of me cutting myself. Like, that happens to every female streamer. Yeah. Every one of them.
I mean, especially in the gaming community.
That
because
is fucking absurd.
I feel like
D-Rose,
to be in the gaming community, you gotta be like, it's a little different.
Yeah, we're
like,
all
you're
a
like
little
a,
weird. We're all a little weird.
You're like an introverted stay at home. So those type of people who end up getting into like girl streams and bro, I'm sure some of the creepiest shit happens.
Yeah.
Probably had like events and shit too. Some girls are probably scared like going
girls
to
are probably
events.
A fucking
dude, it's not probably.
Mostly, yes.
They're all absolutely. They all have tabs on 2 to 3 people where it's just like I can't they're like I'm not going to go to an event if it's in Nevada because there's a guy there in Nevada who tweets me 70 times a day. That lives there. Like that happens to all of them. And it's like to go to a, like, and some of them have been assaulted. So it's like to say that all women like just make up. Oh God, bro. Like someone fucking hit that guy. Like he needs to be punched. Yeah. Violence is the answer.
There's a lot of, I mean,
I would have just banned like my, anytime like I see two of my viewers or, like argue over anything, or if I just like see like a dumb conversation, that's just like two people having their own direct like argument. Meanwhile, chat is all like, they see it all. I tell my chat this all the time. I'm like, yo, like, this is everyone's chat here. Like, when you guys are going back and forth and shit like this, y'all could just so easily just message each other directly. Like, keep it up, or I'm literally just going to time you out till tomorrow or some shit. I don't care what you guys
depending
are talking
on
about.
How active chat is.
Make my day better.
Not, if chat's
if
not
chat's
active,
not popping, I'll let
like,
that
yeah,
shit
let them
ride
argue.
A little bit.
let's
get some.
Let them hash it out.
Stream's been a little slow today. I'll let you guys argue about fucking Trump and Biden.
That shit, I mean, that has got, like, with Hutch streaming, like, his chat's never not active. Hutch could have four viewers, and
Hutch
chat
has,
would be popping.
Yeah. Like a popping
chat. Like a popping chat.
Oh, I don't know how one is so interested in that. I guess he's been like that for a long fucking time.
Yeah, he loves that shit.
Dude, he's been like that
since... his stream is watching political
and
debates
with
and shit.
And like, playing Call of Duty with
Hex. I would play Old Men of Optic with all those guys in like 2013, 2014 and shit like that. Same guys.
Same guy.
Touched, like,
but Fwiz was there.
But Fwiz was there. It was like me, Hector, Fwiz, Hutch.
You really played with them way back then?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm OG, man. Don't you get it?
You kind of are. When...
You know I joined Optic before Seth, right?
Damn. Yeah, because I know you joined
Optic
super early.
And joined back Optic.
I know you joined super early and then left super early. Then joined back. And then left. And then joined back.
And now here
we are. Wait, what year was that when you joined?
I
probably asked you.
I was like 14 or 15, man.
So crazy.
What year was that?
Like 20 fucking 11?
Fuck.
Do y'all have any random duo stories where you're just like, y'all ended up together in a random place and you're like, what the fuck?
What do you mean?
Because Pam and I.
Us? Me
yeah,
and him?
You and Pam. Because Pam and I randomly one night in Australia ended up, well, we roomed together, but also we had the night where like I almost got into a fight. and Pam and I stayed up until like 5 a.m. at a casino. And it's just such a random night.
Dude, we're across the planet. Like,
think just about across it. The planet. We're in this what looks like Chicago, but everything's backwards. We're in Melbourne, Australia.
Wait, what? Are the what, like the roads and shit?
Yeah, Melbourne, Australia looks like exactly like Chicago,
backwards?
But everything's
I can, like,
just backwards.
Actually imagine
it's
that.
So accurate of a description, dude.
It just looks just like Chicago, except it's not as cold and everything's backwards. And we're just like walking around trying to pick up girls and we don't get any, but we end up trying
bro,
to
that
fight.
That was Scuff House right there.
That was Scuff House. That was
bro,
Scuff
the
House.
Amount of, like, I had no riz. And I don't know what it was, because, like,
oh, if they didn't
I
like
swear,
gaming,
bro,
like, I
once I
over.
Got muscles and tattoos, like, it became a lot easier. And I don't know
I mean,
if, like,
I
and I don't know if I just got
more confident.
More confident. Less so my crack. Riz got better. I stopped, like, looking like I cared or something, or I mean, I was also a skinny crackhead freak, so mm-hmm. I mean, that could have had something to do with it. Mm-hmm. But I swear, like,
you were also a little cocky back then.
Was I?
Yeah, I remember you. Remember you and Ava had a thing, or and you didn't
I mean,
have a thing. I remember Ava.
We didn't have a thing.
Oh yeah.
The whole everyone, you just like publicly tried to like talk to her.
Yeah.
Then I at an event, she comes up to me and she was like, "You know, I actually would have gone on a date with Nick if he would have ever asked me." And I was like, "He never asked you?" She was like, "No, like he just tweeted at me."
Well,
a
that
lot.
Yeah, because I just like, well, I just had no riz.
It was like Nick just thought like
that was
I had
riz
no riz. I'm thinking get drunk though. In hotel, go back to my room because I'm just like a dumb fuck loser.
That yeah, was your riz,
bro. I actually, it's I feel, it's yeah. funny you mentioned that. I actually read, and I don't know how this came up. Maybe I was like looking at YouTube or Twitter, and Pokimane popped up, and I was like, chat actually, or I don't know how it came up. But I was like, I actually tried like talking to Pokimane
no
and
shot.
Like DMing her back in like 2017. And I was like reading some of my DMs and it
did
was.
Did she respond?
Yeah, she like would friendly respond. But I would be like.
She could have invested, man.
She would ignore the part about seeing me and like answer of like, yeah, they played really good music at this like. Because it was at like TwitchCon. Like it'd be like, where
it's
are you at?
So good.
Let's get. Or you. You want to get drinks later or something?
Yeah.
And then she would just say, like, I'm at she would ignore the, you want to get drinks later. And she would just say, like, I'm at this TwitchCon party. They're playing. And, like, she was, like, friendly. But I was just,
At least she let you down. DMs, she let you down easy.
Reading the DMs, it was just like, I could imagine her showing those DMs to someone and then the other person just being like, ew, what the fuck?
I mean, unless you said some crazy shit, I don't think so.
No, it wasn't no crazy shit. It's Pokemon, just like
her, that's probably what her DMs
like.
I
saved a picture.
Her DMs probably been like that for fucking
her DMs have
years,
been like, yeah.
It wasn't nothing crazy at all. It was just like total L Riz.
Okay, nowadays she could probably go back and be like, damn, look at Nick. But like when it was happening, probably not.
Bro, the amount of times we would go out to like.
I thought you were about to tell me you like spammed her DMs and she never responded.
No, she responded. She was. We had a few conversations, but I don't think she was ever interested. I don't even know if I was interested. It's just probably just like a horny bastard or something. But like back in the Scuff House, it was like the amount of times,
dude. Scuff House was different.
The amount of
though.
Times so we would go out, just no girls, bro. Like
we would try to get girls, and then it would be the same four girls that would come over.
Oh my god!
I would walk in, and I'd be like. They're
in the kitchen.
Yeah. In the kitchen. All four of them were there. And I'm like.
There's a bottle of Tito's in the middle of the
aisle. I would like get done streaming or wake up at 9, 10 p.m. I hear noise downstairs.
Yeah.
And I remember there would be. Dude. I don't know if you remember. There was Mike, his girl, and then his girl had a best friend. Yep.
I know exactly.
And
I
she would come over. She really liked. She really liked me.
It was just funny. Yeah.
She really liked me, but like, I was not interested in her
until.
But yeah, not gonna explain. But she was really interested in me, and like Mike's girl would come over, and then. I would just hear her downstairs and be like, God, I'd be so fucking pissed. I'd hear like a little tap on my door. I have to like open, conversate, like,
dude,
and that just turned into that would happen like once a fucking week at that point.
That's probably like frat house stories. It's like, what happened? Dude, we had a party one time and there was a girl that I don't know her name. No one could stand her. She would like, go up to all of us that live there and like, I think she thought it was like playful, but she would just like be like, damn, you're tall. Like to you. And it'd be like, so what? You just play video games? What? You're just a nerd all the time? And we would be like, all right. Yeah. That's what we do here.
Get the fuck out of
here. And
our
she
house.
Did that to everyone.
Wait, really?
And then she like did it to me and I was like, all right. I'm like, all right, I'm going to bed. And then
she
I'm in
dog
bed.
Shit Riz. If that's what she's doing,
I'm coming
in,
that's what
girls,
doing.
Girls have dog shit Riz.
Yeah,
dog shit Riz out of her. So
I don't mean
to
cut you off,
as a female, you need zero Riz.
If
you could actually have negative Riz, and it wouldn't matter.
If that's her, like you know, like oh, let me become friendly with these guys. We're immediately fucking annoyed.
Oh yeah, like we're like.
Don't do that.
But we'll also, I mean, it's fine.
It's fine, but yeah.
Like,
you know, you're
not
going to accept you.
And I'm just laying. This is still what I'm living in. I mean, I'm still
we
staying.
We actually
in
the, fucking hate you. But you can hang if like.
I'm sitting. This is when I'm still in like the closet. So I'm sleeping in like the little office. And then the door like pops open. Remember how the door used to pop open? And like I was like expecting it to be one of you guys, like yo, Jim or Shake Shack,
Jersey Mike's,
and it's her, and she just comes in, closes the door, and gets in the bed.
I'd be like, fuck yeah,
and I'm like, what the? And so I'm just laying there with this girl who was like I had been shit talking all night, and then she falls asleep, and I was like, so I went to sleep, and then when I woke up, she was gone. Never saw her again. And I was like, what the what?
Yeah.
That was the Scuff House.
That's a fucking
and
weird
probably,
interaction.
She's probably married now.
I couldn't even remotely tell you
married
what she looks
kids.
Like, who her, what her name is.
You know, when
that house was so weird.
When you were saying like, got to talk to her now, got to do this little rounds of conversate. I think it's kind of nice now, like looking at you two. And, like, I'm in the same boat, too. But, like, you know, we all kind of got someone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we actually...
Definitely much different.
We actually can, like, fucking...
So much better.
It's actually someone that I, like...
You know what I mean? Like, it's just... I don't know, man.
I'm not, like, stressed.
Imagine being single around. Right now, like...
I'm not like, stressed. Like, I get to go home.
You got a Canadian girl?
She's there with the dogs, and it's just...
She's a ballet teacher.
Ballet teacher? Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's our futures going to be? Kids? I got reminded of that last night.
Give me a baby.
I was like, fuck. Voice is so am I going to have a... Because I am getting up there.
Yep.
Are we going to have kids soon?
Anytime I think about
this,
dude.
Let's all plan it together.
That'd be awesome.
Don't cap on camera. I've been trying to plan with you for a while.
We all just...
And you are the one holding back.
I am holding back. I'm scared. Fucking scary. Pam, you going to have a kid soon?
He's like, another?
Probably had. Pam's probably got some
skeletons in that
back
closet.
In Canada. He's got a fucking...
Yeah, right.
He's got a 5-year-old right now. Right.
You're fucking right.
One day we're all gonna have kids.
We are.
I mean, the feeling, man. Like, I don't know the feeling, but like, you know, the hockey team that I sponsor, like, this is my 6th year doing that, and like, I've seen those kids I've seen those kids be like 11, 12 years old playing in that hockey tournament like years ago. Remember the fucking first jersey you got, bro? Those kids, like, six or seven of them aged out this year. Like, they're done. They're done playing hockey in that tournament now.
Those were your kids.
Those were my guys. And it was so awesome to go back to Canada I love going to that tournament at least once a year because I used to play in that tournament. And this time we went all the way to like the A championship, which is like, that's the main thing. And midget U18, midget rec, midget in that tournament is like the biggest thing. Like, that's what has the biggest crowd, dude.
They allowed to use that word.
Midget U18, very common, very common term in the hockey world.
Yeah, little people, turning.
Cancel me, please.
Go for it.
people have been telling me, because, you know, this is basically a therapy session as well as my streams. People are like, man, you just need a kid. And I'm like, are you sure?
I think you got like a 2 or 3 steps before that. You got the house already.
Got the house.
You got the dog already.
Got the dog. The house is like...
I think those are the steps.
You got the house. You just need the kid to put the... You know, like...
Now I just need kid.
You would get a crazy dad buff. I know for a fucking fact you would.
I would use that kid for views. Like on stream... 5 gifted or like
5 gifted, you can see the baby.
5 gifted, no breakfast. 5 gifted or no breakfast. No, I'm just
5 kidding. Gifted, change diaper.
I think a kid would. I don't know, because people like will tweet me or type in my chat and be like, "Man, I like felt the same way." Because now I feel like I'm at such a steady place where it's like I do the same shit every day. It's pretty much gym, stream, and then if I have content, I do content.
Yeah.
But besides that, it's like. I feel like I'm like missing something, like some sort of like excitement.
What if you just rent one, see if you like it, then go.
That's
for
what
it.
I did with
try
my
baby,
fucking dog.
Yeah,
and
just
hated
try babysitting,
it, but then we
man.
Kept them anyway.
Just try babysitting.
See, I feel like I've hardly even held a kid. Like, I don't like kids.
You don't
but
me
if,
either.
But
you
if
don't
only.
Hold kids.
I don't like other people's kids. Like when I see Holly and Bella walking around, I'm like. I'm just kidding. I saw Bella here the other day walking around.
I just fucking
and we'd see each other. We'd be like, "Hello,"
like the in the like, most, like, yeah. But no,
I'm joking. But also, like, I don't.
When
I don't,
Bella was like 2, I would like be with her and Damon, and like Bella and I would be like, you know, shooting the shit, and then like. They would leave and then like come back like 2 weeks later and I'd be like, "What's up, Bella?" And she'd be like, "Who are you?" And I'm like, "You not remember 2 weeks ago? We hung out. How do you forget already?" Is it because you're two?
Bro, I would forget family members when I was a kid. Like, I didn't give a shit. Just in your own little world. But I think if it was my kid, it'd be different.
I
like,
hope
as
so.
Long as they look like me a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like.
Like, that's mine.
That's me.
That's me right there. That's a little
I feel like that's
like came out of my sack right
feeling.
There. Jesus. Yeah.
I feel like that'd be a crazy feeling. Like, looking at just a mini you. Hmm. And then get on the dad streamer grind, 5 a.m. with Apathy and Slacked. I see they changed their titles to Scump Waiting Room. Where'd they get that from?
Probably everyone.
But,
I
don't know. Maybe that's next up. I don't know.
Yep.
Y'all ain't got no plans for kids soon?
It's gonna be soon.
It has to be soon.
I mean, it's within the next 2 years.
Sam's like, I don't know. I like sniping.
You guys have no idea.
I think Pam's more of a real lifer than me.
Probably. Well, he's hanging out with the midget team. Of course he is. He's a...
I actually do shit.
Yeah.
Outside of the shit.
I don't. Wait,
I
do
a lot of shit in this shit.
No. I'm not saying anyone here doesn't do a lot of shit.
It's just cool that you do a lot of shit outside of this shit. I don't do a lot of shit outside of the shit. I do a lot of shit in the shit.
I'm looking for more shit to do in this shit. But I enjoy
shit out of
the shit. Out of the shit. You know, like I.
What do you like outside of this shit? What shit do you like outside of this shit?
Hockey shit.
Hockey,
midget shit.
Hockey, midget hockey shit. Like,
yeah.
I bet that is exciting to watch.
It is. ballet shit. He likes ballet shit.
Weed shit. You still love weed shit?
I still fuck with the weed shit, man.
Love that weed shit. When'd you get into weed shit? Scuff shit?
Embos.
Oh my god.
God, I'm
literally not even kidding you.
This is.
I wish I still love that microphone.
Make a podcast.
I wish I still love that shit.
I'm actually Native American, but you know, it's all good.
Okay.
You don't identify. What do you identify as?
Do you know my dude?
Brown.
Austin Wasade Paywas Pemajuan. That is a Native American name.
I know you're Native American.
No, I'm
thank you. Half
thank
Native,
you.
Half
we
midget.
Get it. You're tall. You don't pay taxes.
That's just so nice.
But what are you?
You've been saying that since Krim has said that in the Scubhouse, dude. Delusional.
So you don't identify as white?
I'm like 25% white.
Hey,
you're not like
or are you brown?
Right? You can say it. You can say the C word.
Fuck. Oh, Jaganosh?
I meant cracker.
No, Jaganosh means white man in Ojibwe. Mm. So
fucking Jaganosh.
Jaganosh.
No, trust me, I've been saying that for years.
Same. So have I, trust.
I've been saying that for years. Mm-mm.
Trust.
Well, boys, is there anything else going on? Anything you need to get off your chest before we get out of here?
What a crazy fly.
Shouts out the COD team.
Shouts
out the Halo team, sort of.
Shouts to the GGCS, man. GGCS. Shouts to the GGCS.
Yeah, who's
guy.
Going home with this? You don't want it?
I'm bringing it home. You don't want it? I'll take it back home.
We put it on the set, man. We take out those.
Fuck that set.
We put it there. It'll fit perfect. That's fire.
I can keep it here for a bit, man.
Who's Esports
or do
award
I want
that?
It?
That's Seth's Esports Award up there.
Is that yours?
No, mine's on
the
bar.
Man, you can take this, man. I think you need this. You deserved it. You played better than me.
I also streamed.
You streamed, you played well.
Yeah, you take it home, actually.
You carried a little bit.
Well, first,
you made good plays.
I want to see if it fits, because it looks perfect.
That trophy's all yours, but I appreciate you bringing it in for this episode of the Flycast. Episode, I don't know what it was.
106.
106.
But appreciate y'all tuning in, man. That's going to do it. Meathead, play that outro music.